More than half of all Americans have received their dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, but questions still persist about what to do with those prized immunization cards. There's been mixed messaging on just what to do with your card once you are fully vaccinated. Here with more information now, a little insight for us, is Stephanie Asimkos. Stephanie, it's hard to keep those cards looking good unless, I guess, you laminate them because they're paper cards.
That's right. It makes total sense to want to protect that card and, you know, things from moisture, wetness, you know, something spilling in your purse or wallet. But in theory, you know, actually in reality, it's really not a great idea. And a source told me that the best thing that you should do with your card is actually not laminate it, because it could actually render it sort of, you know, not useful for future immunizations and booster shots in those blank lines. So if you absolutely must get your card laminated, wait until it's filled out with boosters and then leave it to the professionals to avoid accidentally destroying it or making any information illegible. And then it is possible to get a replacement card if anything does go sideways, but it does take some legwork to get that to get a replacement. So best to be avoided.
And so what can we do? I mean, you know, it is mind-boggling when we live in such a digital world, the fact that we all have to depend on these cards to show vaccine status. And now we know that there, of course, is a cottage industry of people selling fake cards, which is horrible on so many levels. But what can we do if we want to turn those paper cards into digital proof?
Right. So residents in a handful of states can download the free app MyIR Mobile to use as their digital passport to present when needed. And then New Yorkers and Californians actually have their own state-specific digital passports. But if your state doesn't have its own passport, what you can do is download free apps such as Clear, Common Pass, and Verifly, which were actually pre-pandemic used to get people through airport security. And what those apps have done now is created plugins for people to add in immunization status. So those can be free digital workarounds. If you're a little cautious about getting an app because you want to just protect your privacy, what you can do is actually just take a picture of your card with your phone and then present that when needed, which is a pretty good workaround, I think. And then it's another really good idea to make hard physical copies of that card and stash those in a secure location at home. A source told me to pretty much treat your vaccination card like any other personal government-issued identification marker, like a passport or a social security card. So when things aren't in use, it's best to keep them safe at home. So keep the physical card at home and then either use that picture or an app if your state has one.
All right. I know that New York State does, the Excelsior app. I have mine. I am ready to go. My vaccination card is in my safe, in my house. So great tips. I'm happy to see I'm doing what I need to do. Stephanie Asimkos, we appreciate it.